Yeah, I&D is an amazing place. The halls aren't so quiet anymore, unfortunately. But I'm really lucky to have been a teacher there for 10 years, and I love to show off the students. I'm the choir director there. And so every year I write to the White House and ask if we can sing there. And last year they wrote back and said, "Yes, we'd love to have you and your select choir perform at a reception we're having." And so we went to the White House, and they gave us this little dressing room down the basement in, I think it was the East Wing. And an intern came downstairs and said, "Don't tell your students, but you're going to be having a private meeting with Barack Obama and Michelle Obama." And but I didn't tell them. But when they did find out, oh my goodness, there was great screaming. Wow. And so they ushered us into the diplomatic reception room, lined us up for a photograph. We waited about 10 minutes, and in walked the president and the first lady, crying. There was a lot of crying. Oh, it was an amazing. They came down and shook all of our hands and gave some of us hugs and some of the students hugs. And then they said, "It's a tradition that when choirs visit, they sing a little thing for us." And I said, "Well," I actually said this to the president. I said, "I think you might know two alums of the Institute of Notre Dame, Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Mikulski." And it just. Well, they were impressed. And I said, "Because Barbara Mikulski is retiring, I've set some of her quotes to music." And so we sang that for them. Actually, I gave the pitch. I'll never forget. I gave the pitch and the pitch pipe, and Barack hummed it back. I believe when we finished singing it, Michelle Obama said it was wonderful. Is that what she said? Yeah. So then we went out. The president and the first lady left, and we went out sang some more for the reception. And after we were leaving after that, and another intern came to me and said, "I need your contact information," because after they left the room, the president called Barbara Mikulski and told her about the song. The president called. So subsequently, Barbara Mikulski came back to IND, and we got to honor her and sing. Oh, while I finish up the story, why don't we have the students come up and get in their places? So it's just such an honor to be able to sing this song for her. I've had some personal workings with her, and she's just an amazing person. So the song is called "That's What It Takes."
I am a fighter, and when you're gonna fight, and when you're gonna fight, you have to be specific, you have to be tenacious, you have